The State Board of Game has begun work on a stack of proposals, many of which involve predator control. Among other things, the board is considering allowing citizens to hunt wolves from helicopters and clarifying how killing bears in their dens can be done legally. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
In the various game management areas in South Central and Southwestern Alaska, there are plans to renew existing programs, to expand them, and in many areas, local advisory committees have requested new predator control programs. The board will take as long as necessary, taking public comments on these proposals one by one before beginning deliberations. Everybody's expecting emotions to run high at times. People in many rural areas see bear and wolf predation holding down populations of the moose and caribou they need to feed their families. Defenders of Wildlife has begun a publicity campaign against predator control in Alaska, saying the scientific justification for it has grown flimsier and flimsier, and at this point the board is going overboard. Some proposals are objected to by state enforcement officers, particularly allowing private individuals to kill wolves and bears from helicopters. One proposal would allow the use of helicopters to bait black bears. Then there's the matter of killing predators in their dens. Some videotape of a bloody denning episode on the Alaska Peninsula got out on the internet, and state law enforcement is asking for some clarification on whether this should be legal. Wade Willis of Defenders of Wildlife says this puts the board on the spot.
Well, what they've done is they've never actually addressed a proposal that specifically requested denning. They have never fully vetted the question of is denning appropriate or legal. And since they've never done that and they've never actually cited the regulatory change, then there's a big problem because the Department of Law and the ADF&G both are saying, hey, you guys need to approve this or not. Don't just hint at it. You need to fully address it or don't address it.
The proposals are likely to keep on coming. Greg Rizichka, a former board member who is now the vice chair of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Federal Subsistence Advisory Council, thinks the board is still recovering from having the voters repeatedly slap down area wolf control through ballot measures.
Well, I was appointed to the board the year that the ballot initiative went through, and everything was suspended until the National Academy of Sciences report came out.
Rizichka says the National Academy study called for more work to justify predator control, and that work is expensive. He says he's not sure how he feels about private individuals killing bears or wolves from helicopters, but he does think, at least for fish and game personnel, the aircraft do the job.
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's requested the most effective, efficient, and humane, and that is the quickest and most effective way to take animals out in a hurry.
The proposals run well in excess of 300 pages, and while not all of them involve predator control, a surprising number of them do, including easing the requirements for what hunters have to do for reporting and not wasting after killing predators. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.